Never mind going to be. It is a good day. It's time for you to call in your chips. Take a little time to listen to what's going on here today. It's Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous, she is the fabulous. What is she fabulous at? She was the known first as
cheapo
the fabulous
babe.
Info
fabulous
babe. She's now the cheapo babe.
Yes.
Has some deals today from Subway and Office Depot. It goes about a half hour. Jennifer is going to check some of the bountiful harvests being garnered by CBS as their programs continue to win. NBC in the bucket. Big time. So I think CBS is one and Fox is two, Jennifer. Isn't that it? And ABC is three and
yeah,
NBC.
And then NBC is pulling up the rear. Yep.
Boy, are they ever.
And yeah, they're having a tough time of
all
it.
All kinds of new management. Well, you've got to wonder. What
we
it
also
is.
Have some big Regis news today.
Regis.
Mm-hmm.
In the focus. All right, speaking of focus, the idea of some of our national icons becoming high-tech is troubling for some. You may have heard that the Statue of Liberty was closed last weekend for a year.
Yeah.
If you go to NPS.gov.
Let me see.
Website NPS.gov. You will see what is going on.
NationalParkSystem.gov.
Changing. Very good, Richie.
Yeah, thank you.
They are changing the technology. Webcams are going to be placed in the torch.
It's going to take them a year to do that?
Well, they're doing. They're putting new steps
in. 15 minutes.
Yeah. Right. They're doing a lot of things to change the way you visitors get into this thing and wander around it, that sort of thing. They're putting webcams in the torch, so you'll be able to see New York City, the skyline from up there, New York Harbor, the torch itself, which has been off limits pretty much since this thing was put. There was the first opening, I think, for the first few years you could go up into the torch, and then they shut it down. I think somebody fell out of it or something.
Hmm.
At any rate. So they're putting new stairways and elevators in, Roberta. So those are the improvements. Take a while. How do you get an elevator up somebody's arm like that?
I think you probably have to take the steps for that part.
You think so?
Kind of like the Eiffel Tower, though. That goes up sideways.
Yeah. Well, if you go into that the pyramid, what's the, it's the Luxor. In Las Vegas?
Yeah.
That goes sideways.
You go up on that thing. That's you get the willies when you go over that. I did that a couple of months ago. Ooh, not fun. Anyway, Richie, what did you find at NationalParkService.gov?
It's a good site. You have to search for the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
So I'm finally there, and it just says,
I think it's STLI. Sounds like a new savings bank life insurance policy.
Yeah.
That's where you go.
So I did find the Statue of Liberty thing, directions, hours, fees, reservations.
And it doesn't say there that it's closed?
Liberty's torch cam.
It doesn't say that it's closed? Right up to date.
Let me go back here.
Your government at work. All right, well, it's not. Here, let's go.
It does not say that it's closed.
No, it is. For the next year. But the idea of technology, the more of it that we get exposed to, almost every day, you hear something, you see something.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Did you go to the wrong website?
No. That's a view.
Yeah, it is a neat view.
It looks straight down,
mm-hmm.
this picture that they have on the thing, one of the shots. Let me see, torch cam. Enjoy the views. Torch cam is live. Man, that's a drop. That thing is high.
Yeah. Well, it is. That's a big thing.
Okay, so it's ellisisland.org/torchcam.
Yeah, this is Ellis Island stays open, but the Statue of Liberty is closed. Again, sort of my idea here was to think about some of the other things that are either big or small when it comes to technology and how it has changed your life. Think about individually what goes on in your home. And I'm not just talking about computers. I'm talking about your toaster. I'm talking about whatever the new heaters, the new light bulbs. Pretty much everything in your household is changing. Roberta, go through three or four things that are different in your house or your life as a result of technology that aren't necessarily at the top of your mind. It's not we're not talking about things that are obvious. things that may not be so obvious that are like these LED flashlights. I think they're amazing.
Oh, my electric fireplace.
Electric fireplace.
Oh, yeah. And forget it's the LED really flashlights.
Me, flick them, switch, make them fire.
Think about the LED. Think about, we just got through with Halloween. Think about those fake candles that we stick inside of our pumpkins now.
Yes.
Yeah. And think about how all your Christmas lights need to be LED now to save energy, even though they make me feel like I'm having a seizure.
Beautiful sunrise over the harbor outside the Statue of Liberty. Nice picture.
We moved on, Rich, in case you didn't get the drift of things.
I'm watching.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated.
Some of us have.
All right, so what are the other things that you can think of, Roberta, that are in your home that you were surprised when
microwave. Well, but that's kind of obvious.
That's not something you should have. Microwaves, you heard the story. It is amazing how many people don't want to hear the facts about stuff like that. Oh, don't tell me that. That doesn't change the fact that according to the science that we discussed on the program last week, you may or may not have been here, Roberta, what we heard from the expert was that food is continuing. The reason you don't want to use a microwave.
Chef Louis said that, yeah.
Chef Louis.
Chef Louis said that.
The food continues to cook as it goes down your esophagus and into your stomach. So that means your esophagus is cooking and your stomach lining is cooking at the same time as the food.
If you eat it hot and right away as soon as it comes out.
No, Roberta, no. The molecular structure of the food is cooking as you swallow it. So that means it continues to cook. You guys can be in denial all you want. Help yourself.
Just
burn up your esophagus.
You don't need to yell at me.
I'm yelling because I don't.
At some point, it stops cooking. What is that point? It's not like if you eat 15 minutes later, is it still cooking? If you eat 3 hours later,
it is not still cooking. Okay. The answer is no.
So I understand what Louis is saying is that if you take something out of the microwave and start eating it, it makes total sense that the molecular structure is still moving. It's still it's all hot and jumping around.
Yeah.
But at some point, it has to slow down. And at that point, is it safe?
Good question.
That's why I asked it.
Really, Richie? Perfect. 800-510-8255. Okay.
But you say it's never safe because it changes the molecular structure.
It's safe. It just doesn't do you any good.
Right.
So why would you put something in your body that is like cardboard? That's really, you might as well go out and get the newspaper and start eating it.
Is it safe, though?
No, it's not safe unless you, as you were suggesting, let it sit for a while so that the cooking stops.
No, I mean the molecular structure thing. Is the food still safe?
In some circumstances, yes. Some circumstances, no. Yeah. Depends on what it is.
I buy that argument.
Thank you, Rich.
I'm down with that.
Okay. So the drift that I'm trying to sort of ramble to here has to do with what is changing in your life. I wanted Roberta to focus on it, and Jennifer I know did because I know how her mind works. Richie may be still back up in the Statue of Liberty.
He's still looking at the Statue of Liberty.
I am. Yeah, it's neat. It's a neat camp.
So here we are today, November 2nd, 2011. Let's say technology has changed your life somewhat. Your life is going to change anyway. It does because that's the way it is. The cells in your body change every, 3 or 4 weeks? Things that go on in your mind change. You can do some things with your body at some points in your life that you can't do later on in your life. That's your personal history. We look at the history of the United States. I was earlier today, Roberta, reading a letter from a gentleman who wrote his employees about how his business was in jeopardy because of all of the taxes and the new fees and things the government is placing on small businesses. And so that's one angle. Those of you who are married and are happy, maybe this part of your personal life doesn't work, but if you are not married or if you're not happy in your marriage, if you're not happy at work, if you could go back in your life to a time when it was better, and maybe this isn't even just about you. It could be, we were talking about Rushmore, the President's Mount Rushmore, and what that meant. Think about the history of our country and the people who ran it. Or maybe even you go back further than that. Maybe you go back to biblical times. With the question of what event in history would you change if you could? My answer to that, Rich, would be going back to the almost the beginnings, the biblical era, when Abel and Cain started to fight with each other, the beginning of the religious wars were within the family and the various religions that came from that. If I could go back in time, I would change that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thinking about your own personal life and or in general history. So if you could go back, you may take either of those two things if you'd like to engage in this exercise at 800-510-8255. If you could go back in time in your own life, what event would you change? If you could go back in the history of our country and change something, what would it be? Or if you could go back in the history of mankind and change an event, what would that be? Any or all of those three things, it seems to me, are pretty valuable in terms of discussion, aren't they? Maybe you can think, is it easier to think about your own life? Is it easier to think about our country? Is it easier to think about the history of mankind? To pick up on an event that would be different if you could design. If you were God or in charge, if you were King Doug. Queen Roberta.
King Doug.
Yes.
King
dun, 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 dun. What event would you change? Huh? 800-510-8255. All right. I'm sure there are a lot of people who would like to attack me. Every time I mention the microwave stuff, I get attacked. It's okay.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fine.
Attacking you, that is.
Yeah, I know it is, Richard. Yeah, you get that. It's 19 after a good day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
She's so put together, from her shoes to her lipstick. Who's that girl? It's you. Come to Clinique's Who's That Girl Beauty Sessions at Macy's and learn how to create the perfect makeup look for your style. From fashionably flirty to classic chic. Then take home travel sizes of All About Eyes and Long Last Glossware SPF 15 and Fireberry free with your consultation. Clinique's Who's That Girl Beauty Sessions at Macy's. Everyone will want to know. One set to a client please while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. That is, of course, the theme song for the great Laurel and Hardy. And for the first time ever, a new box set, Laurel and Hardy, The Essential Collection, collects all 47 of their classic sound films. The set even includes some rare Spanish language versions. The pair recited their dialogue phonetically, so Ollie's classic line,
"Here's another nice mess you've gotten me into,"
becomes,
"El buen laberinto me has metido."
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tommy Lee Jones takes control in Captain America, The First Avenger. Owen Wilson goes full throttle in Cars 2. Christopher Plummer starts a new life in Beginners. And Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.
There is a new study out on how you, Jennifer, can make a beautiful baby.
I'm reminded of
Must have been a beautiful baby. Baby, look at you now. There's a study done by one of the national farm organizations that I belong to that I thought was worthy of a minute or two of our time before we get back to the consideration of what event you might change in your life, if you could do that, or in the life of humanity, life of our country. Look around you. The study made me think, as I read it yesterday afternoon, my word, how come more people aren't talking about this? It seems so obvious. Couples are struggling so much with infertility, pregnant women battling nausea and complicated births. Children are in much worse health, their eyesight, their mental and emotional stability. And it all correlates to the food that we are eating. If you look back, this study is fascinating. If you look back over the history of our preparing the foods that have all of these preservatives in them, and you see the problems that we are having conceiving and getting healthy babies, the condition of babies and their health has gone down, seriously gone down, the last 45, 50 years, but certainly since World War II. And it was in the 50s when we first started to use these preservatives in foods. So look around, and maybe even for yourself, think about we'll talk about this more because there's an event on November 15th that will help to focus on this. The information comes from the Weston A. Price Foundation, which is focusing on how to make beautiful babies this month and trying to educate people as to how using fresh food. You know that I have a bias here because I'm a dairy farmer. But I think the more and more information that comes out, and more of you are getting it anyway because your preferences are standing up. You're more and more part of the operation, what do you call it, the occupiers. Part of what they're protesting, if you look at the placards, is the right to have food of your choice. If you look at some of the placards carefully, especially in the Midwest, the protest is against food choices being limited. Have any of you seen any of those? Seen the posters? You see that? And so I think that it's I think it's something we ought to spend some time on anyway. That's why I bring it to your attention. But certainly thinking about it in the terms of the better the food, the better the baby, better the baby's health. Yes? Duh.
Duh.
I'm surprised that somebody hasn't done that study prior to this. Okay. So what would you change? Back to our premise here, which came from, Richie saw the new Stephen King book, which is supposed to come out in a couple of weeks, being... but they summarize them online.
The 11th, I think, it comes out.
Is it a scary one?
No, it's not. It's basically the premise is he finds a time portal in the back of his diner in the supply closet, which takes him back to 1958, and they decide to go back and try and change history by saving JFK, not having him assassinated.
Not having him assassinated. James is in Trucker, Virginia. What would you change if you could change anything, James?
He's a trucker and he's driving through.
Oh, Virginia. He's a trucker. Oh, there may be a town in Virginia called.
Yeah, he could be, yeah.
All right, James, what do you say?
If it was up to me, I think the biggest change that I would make is the fact that that when we established our currency system in the United States, and we decided that the power of the almighty dollar and the way that our system is based, the more times you can turn over the dollar and the more profits you can make off your raw product, that's what our entire economy position in the world is based on. And, you know, it's brought a lot of great changes to the world. A lot of people consider them great. I'm not a big fan of them. You know, no offense to the ladies, but women's lib. They think it was all about them. It wasn't. It was about doubling the income, doubling the working class for the United States of America.
All right. Well, there's two things for us to think about, James. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Food for thought at 28 after on Good Day.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious. What are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's the whole house system in a snap. Superior water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
After the hour, welcome to the Festival of Life. Every day, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and I try to take you to a better place. The Queen of Cheap will bring you to Subway. I actually stopped at a Subway yesterday.
Did you?
Had a veggie patty.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Listen to
Ricky. Why don't you eat a veggie patty? Those are yummy.
They're good.
You know, a veggie sandwich, cool, okay?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Open a sandwich and
take
see the
veggie patty and put veggies on top of it, Richie. All the green veggies.
But what's in the patty?
In the patty are veggies. It's a
veggie patty.
Yeah, of course I'm sure.
It's grains and mushroom and
all that
good
stuff. Barley.
So.
Yeah. Richie, do you good.
Weirdo.
And if you don't like to eat it, stick in your ear. It'd probably be...
Then I had a cauliflower ear. What do they call it?
That's right.
The boxers get cauliflower ears. Okay. So the premise, if you're just joining us or just coming back in after a respite in the bathroom or a shower, the event in your life, perhaps the history of our country or the history of mankind that you would like to change because of the new Stephen King book, Richie was thinking, hey, this is a very interesting premise for us to consider. And it is. By the way, Richie, what would you change?
I've always had it. I don't know that I would change anything. I always had the dream of going back and grabbing Ben Franklin.
Really?
And bringing him to president.
Right, but that's not what this is about. This is if you could change something.
I think, in fact, this would change a lot of things. Because if I brought Ben Franklin here and put him in a car.
Yeah.
And drove him around on the beltway or let him look at a computer and then put him back.
Uh-huh.
What would that change?
You could be Ben Franklin reincarnated. Do you ever think about that?
The guy's a genius.
Ooh. Or Da Vinci. All right, then I guess you're not him. I guess you didn't. That's not you. 800.
Definitely not me.
510-8255. Here's Rick in Lexington Park, Maryland. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're well, thank you. How about you?
Well, good.
Good. All right, so what would you change if you go back through the history of your life, this country, or the history of mankind?
I would go back to the beginning of this country, and I would disallow slavery. Slavery has been the malaise that has brought much pain to our culture and caused our culture to develop in ways in which are tangential to what it could have done. We could have done so much more.
Yes.
Here's the dilemma, Rick. How do you change slavery if you go back in time by changing what do you change? I mean, when do you go back? You certainly go back.
Slavery goes back a lot further than our
and
country.
Slavery, that's more than one event. That's the dilemma.
Well, I think the Israelis had slaves at one point.
I'm thinking of slavery in this country. Many other civilizations, including the early Jews, had slaves. I mean, almost any, you go back in the Bible, you see that when there was a conquest, many of the conquered were taken away as slaves. But in this country, when this country was formed, there were conscious decisions made that allowed slavery. I mean, they made it legal.
True. It was the culture of the time.
It's true.
It was the culture of the time. Unfortunately,
there are still sex slaves being brought to this country every day.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can make an argument that there are slaves perhaps in many different fields. All right, Rick, that's an excellent point, excellent thought. You presented it well. Appreciate your call. 800-510-8255. Bob is in Texas with what he would change if he could. Bob?
Well, I was going to undo what you changed. You said you would go back in time and change Cain and Abel, make them buddies, and
I didn't say make them buddies. I just said I would change the fighting.
Right, not having one kill the other one.
That's right.
I wrote a paper on my senior thesis about that, where a time traveler went back in time, convinced Cain not to kill Abel, and as he jumps forward back into time, none of the democracies exist anymore because the religious groups never broke up into all the religious groups. Nobody ever came to America to settle the United States.
Fascinating.
Because of religion. And everything was wiped out. Fascism had taken over the whole planet.
Isn't that interesting? That's fascinating.
And that is, I mean, that is kind of true when you think about
it. You have to be very careful. Minor little changes. You think, okay, I'll stop a fight, it'll make religion better, right? Well, it doesn't. It undid everything. One little thread.
It's fascinating. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It unravels when you pull it.
It's fascinating in the sense that if you were to stop that, it would have kept a lot of development from taking place. I guess that is
exactly
true. The other side of it is that there's been so much death, destruction, pain, avarice in the name of our...
But it made this country what we are.
Yeah.
Just like the guy says he would undo slavery. Slavery built this country. It built half the world. Yes, people were...
That's a pretty sucko way of, of having
people
growth.
People were treated horribly, but, I mean, that was life. That's the way it was back then.
Yeah.
If you change that, then everything that happens in the world.
Well, that's the idea. What would happen and what
well,
if? This
that
is
takes
great
us back
thinking.
To the Stephen King book. Had JFK not been assassinated, how would we be different as a country?
Yeah. A lot of great food for thought. This is a great exercise. Bob, you did an excellent job articulating your thesis. Thank you for writing it and thank you for calling. 800-510-8255. Always something to think about, isn't there, huh? Including how you can save some money. The dumpster is now open. The Queen of Cheap has jumped in. She's got on her elegant black dress and her big black boots.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And my long white gloves, too. You don't want to touch any of that stuff in a dumpster,
no,
right? Let's start with Subway. You can buy one and get one free. But the kicker of this is you have to do it before 9 a.m. This is good all through November.
Yeah.
So, you know what you do when you're going to work? I mean, like most jobs start at around 9. You just stop at Subway and buy your lunch and get one free.
Go for a breakfast sandwich, too.
Or go for a breakfast sandwich.
Or a veggie patty.
Or a veggie patty. And you don't need a coupon or anything. We have the details for you, with the link with the details. But you don't need a coupon. You just got to get to Subway before 9 o'clock. Just call ahead and make sure the Subway that you go to is participating. They may not all participate in this. But
I'm going
to
go see what's in the Subway veggie patty.
Yeah, go ahead, Richie. Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. Office Depot, we have saved $10 on $10, which basically means my favorite word. Free! It's on copy and print purchases. So if you need to copy anything or print anything out, there you go. You get do it free.
So it's not like Groupon or Living Social where there's a $20 purchase made for $10 And Groupon and the store split 50-50, so there's still a cost. This is completely $10,
you
get $10 back.
Right. Okay. Right. You spend $10, you save $10.
But on anything?
It's a coupon.
Is it
on
good
copy
for
and
anything.
Print purchases?
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Copy and print purchases.
Got it. Yeah.
Free Seattle's best coffee at Burger King on Fridays all through the month of November. So
how
that's pretty cool.
Wait a minute. What's the premise here? Seattle's best coffee? How can it be the best if it's at Burger King? If it was the best, it would be
would
at
you please?
Some other...
You're such a curmudgeon.
Well, I'm just trying to think it through.
No, you stop by Burger King during the breakfast hours on Fridays in November, and you get a free 12-ounce cup of Seattle's best coffee, or Seattle's lousiest coffee, or Burger King's lousiest coffee, or whatever the heck you want to call it.
And it's free!
It's a free 12-ounce cup of coffee.
Free!
The ingredients.
And this is a heads-up. Brugger's on November 9th is also giving away free cups of coffee till 2 p.m. that day, so you can also do it for lunch. And if you go onto their website, you can or Facebook, you can sign up for emails and get a free bagel and cream cheese too. So
yum.
That's pretty cool.
All right, so
now,
go ahead.
Okay, so if you are overwhelmed with Halloween candy, this is the coolest thing that you can do with it. I actually have an entire unopened bag of Halloween candy that was never used. It's an organization that sends the candy to
the troops.
The troops overseas.
Yeah,
collects
cool.
the candy and sends it to troops overseas. And actually, it's dentists' offices which are kind of vanguarding this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the click on the website that we've provided at DougStephan.com, it'll show you participating dentists, or if you are a dentist, how you can sign up for it, or if you're not a dentist, how you can get your dentist to sign up for it. And you can send your excess Halloween candy to our troops under fire.
I think this
overseas.
Is a great way for us to be fighting the Al-Qaeda or Taliban. Give them some of our candy and let them rot their teeth.
Yeah. Right. So then they can't eat and they starve to death.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's the way you're doing
right.
it. There all you go,
the
Doug.
Queen
all
of Sheep
the world's
items.
Problem.
The Queen of Sheep box is front and center at the homepage, DougStephan.com. Richie has found the ingredients for the Subway veggie patty.
Mushrooms, water chestnuts, onions, carrots, green and red peppers, black olives, textured vegetable protein, soy protein concentrate, wheat, gluten, water for hydration, egg whites, cooked brown rice, rolled oats, corn oil, calcium, soy sauce, soybeans, salt, wheat, contains 2% or less of onion powder, cornstarch, salt, hydrolyzed corn, soy and wheat protein, autolyzed yeast extract, natural flavors from non-meat sources, sugar, soy protein isolate, spices, garlic powder, dextrose, jalapeno pepper powder, and celery extract.
All of this in a Subway veggie patty. Yeah, that's good. Sounds good.
There were only a few words you couldn't say.
Right. All right, in a minute, we review some of the big shows and how they are doing. I think the fact that these NCIS shows are showing up as well as they are.
I watched one last week. Very good show. Good show.
They're both good shows. All right. And Jennifer's got some news on Reege in a moment. Listen up. This is the announcement you have been waiting for. If you're looking for a way to stimulate your heart, your brain, your joint health, we've all heard the story about how important omega-3s are for you. You can get a free bottle right now from the same folks that gave us the million dollar the prostate. We had the master prostate we gave away for a couple of months. Those are all gone. Now, same company wants to give you a free bottle of omega-3, master omega-3. It's double concentrated omega-3, helps support absorption, no unpleasant aftertaste, special purification process they put it through, works extra hard to remove the impurities. So you have nothing to worry about except how quickly you can get to the phone and call them to get your bottle, 800-359-7904. Again, how important it is does not need to be communicated. You know how important it is to fill yourselves up with the adequate amount of master omega-3, and you can get a free bottle of it, plus a free bottle of Green Supreme Multivitamins that are extraordinarily good. I've been taking them for years. The offer will not last for long. When they're gone, they're gone. Get your free bottle of Master Omega-3 and a free bottle of Green Supreme Multivitamins, 800-359-7904. Why wouldn't you want to get this good stocking stuffer stuff? But help yourself to health. 800-359-7904.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Fall is here. To help you stay well this time of year, it's important to get the nutrients your body needs every day through your diet as well as through high-quality vitamins and supplements. In honor of October being American Pharmacist Month, registered pharmacist Susie Cohen is here with advice everyone should hear.
Whether you're heading to the pharmacy to get your flu shot or pick up a prescription, I recommend talking with your pharmacist. They can answer any questions you have about choosing vitamins and supplements. This fall, it's important to remember that good health starts in the vitamin aisle. For example, vitamin C is loaded with antioxidants and helps to support a healthy immune system. I trust Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended brand of letter vitamins.
Susie also recommends washing your hands frequently and coughing into your elbow instead of your hands to help prevent illness from spreading. For more information on how you can stay well this fall and to learn more about vitamins and supplements, visit naturemade.com.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn has a rundown of some of the big television stories, like the Mark Harmon made-for-TV movie that's on this weekend, huh?
Yeah, you were curious about this one on the break. You asked me. Mark Harmon will star as Davenport in a TV movie called Certain Prey. It's based on the 10th book in the Sanford series. It's going to air November 6th following a marathon of repeats of Mark Harmon's NCIS series. That's on the USA Network. So you can have a whole day of Mark Harmon on the 6th. I know. I know. I knew you'd be happy about
that.
So
what's the scoop on Reege?
Well, Regis has a special coming up with Katie Couric about a look back at his career on Live, what's coming up next for him. But the big news is that they've announced the first guest host that will be in Regis's position trying out with Kelly Ripa. And that person is Jerry Seinfeld, which I think is very interesting. He'll do 3 days on Live starting November 21st. So he'll be there the 21st or the 23rd. Everybody seems pretty excited about it. Michael Gelman, who's, of course, the executive producer of the show, said that Jerry's a great friend of the show, he's a great friend of Kelly's, and it doesn't hurt.
So whose idea is this?
Icon.
Is it Jerry's idea or Gelman's
idea? I honestly think it might be Kelly's, because she's a real big fan of Seinfeld, and I think their kids go to the same school.
So would this work, Jerry Seinfeld doing a morning? He's good at stand-up, good at learning his lines.
He's funny. The only thing that I think is going to maybe hurt him is that to do morning, light morning stuff like that, you have to be able to really show your life, and you have to open, kind of give an open door look into what you do at night, what what your whole life is like. And I think he's a comedian first, and so I don't know if you're going to get a really honest view of what his life is like. But maybe, who knows?
Dancing with the Stars, who's there, who's not?
Last night, David Arquette went home. That was the big news. Kind of a shocker. Everybody thought it was Nancy Grace. She has the lowest scores, but she's still hanging in there. I think people are appreciating the fact that she's improving. And then some good news for Jimmy Kimmel. He was picked to be the host for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's coming up, the 98th annual dinner on April 28th. He will be the host.
I don't get him at all.
I like Jimmy Kimmel a lot.
You can like him as all you want. I don't
He's
get
funny.
Him.
You should give him a shot.
Fine. 51 past the hour. Give him a shot. Boom,
give
bam,
a shot.
Boom.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Past the hour now as we work on making your life better. How many of you have pets? Yes, most of you will raise your hands or you'll say to yourself, yep, Doug, I've got a beautiful brown bulldog. Or I have this lovely cuddly cat. Or I have a tarantula. Most of you have pets, and thus the value of Warren Eckstein being here from the Pet Show every week at this time to help you live better. Stories about pets, as a matter of fact, a really horrible story about a bulldog. Warren, I'm not sure if he's going to try to put me on the edge of my seat or not, but that story, plus a dog takes LSD. That's up next on Good Day.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Check it out. PetShow.com. He's available. Actually, go find his picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com. I can't imagine people have not heard of you, Warren. We were just kibitzing off the air about watching last night when I turned on the television just as I was going to bed, the movie Beethoven with Charles Grodin, and just a fun kind of a ride. I've never really watched the movie through and through, but they have a St. Bernard named Beethoven, and as soon as Charlotte came into the room with me, there was some noise from the television screen, so she looked up and saw the dog. She just sat there and watched the movie.
You know, it's interesting that you brought that up. I'm doing research right now with Tufts University and some major other universities to find out exactly how dogs and what dogs see and want to watch on TV.
Yeah. just amazing.
There's going to be a whole Nielsen rating system.
Right. I can't believe I'm involved with the study because, you know, they either watch it or they don't. But it's kind of interesting. Some of the facts we're finding out, the sound, the visual, it's kind of interesting stuff.
You know, anyway, my cat will watch hockey. I mean, literally, will sit and watch right in front of the TV.
Yeah, well, it's a constant movement that really. Yeah. At basketball, they like too because there's constant moving.
Hi, who's this cur that stole the bulldog?
Here's the scenario. I talked about this till I'm blue in the face, and people just try to ignore it. Over 1 million dogs in the United States are stolen every single year and not returned. They're sold for many different reasons. But years ago, there was a book written called The Blue, I think it was the Blue Marble, The Black Marble. It was written by Joseph Wambach. It was the story of a Cocker Spaniel, a show dog that was stolen, and the thieves would send back pieces of the dog until the ransom was paid. Right. Well, this recently took place in Kelso, Washington. An English bulldog, beautiful bulldog named Jagger, was stolen from the property, not by people that were known. They just took the dog. You know, a van pulled up, took the dog, went away, asked for ransom. For whatever reason, the ransom was unable to get together, and they found the dog's body on a railroad track, having been killed by the people that stole him. So this is what I really want to stress today. And, you know, usually we do some fun stuff. First of all, if you have a dog, I never let my dog in my backyard unless I'm there to watch. And even when I'm there to watch, there's locks on every one of my gates. If I see a van driving around the neighborhood that doesn't look right, I'm going to notify people. I just want people to understand the concept. This is not something in my head. A million are stolen every year. Be careful. Know where your pet is every single minute. Just that simple.
And the story of this bulldog that gets stolen?
Yeah, Jagger killed. They killed him. Right. I don't know why they didn't pay the and you know what they killed him for? $1,000.
Right.
$1,000 reward for some reason. It was just absolutely insane. But I just want people to realize, know where your dogs are. Lock those gates. Lock it's a shame up. We have to. Well, look, we can't let our kids play in the streets. Why should we let our dogs?
All right, so what's the story about this dog who got either took or was given LSD? Where did that come from?
You mean the one lying on his back listening to the Doors?
Yeah.
That's
right.
No.
That was it.
You know, years ago, that was a big thing. People would give their dogs drugs. When I was doing a lot of training in New York, I'd go into homes, and there were dogs that were given marijuana. And I actually took a bird from someone that was given LSD. Can you imagine giving LSD to a parrot, how that just freaked the parrot out? I had that bird for 12 years, and it was never able to calm him down because of the chemical reaction in his body because they're so small. It's absolutely insane. Listen, if you want to do drugs, I'm not going to get on the bandwagon and say, listen, Doug, don't do drugs, but don't give it to your pets. That, to me, is absolutely positive cruelty.
Hey, man, I don't do any drugs.
But it is interesting. I swear, years ago, I do remember walking into a house on Long Island with an Irish setter lying down listening to the radio. But I'm not saying why.
Warren Eckstein, puffing away at 59 past on Good Day.